just exceeds what we can even think or imagine. Whatever we've brought into this building with us today, no matter where we stand, no matter how many wrongs we've done or committed, He still loves us. He loves you and He loves me. Amen. Can you just give Him a big hand clap of praise this morning for His love? Just an awesome worship experience this morning. Thank you, Mike and Brenda and Rebecca, for leading us into worship. Just a powerful presence of the Lord here this morning. We have several things on our agenda this morning. First of all, we're going to anoint and pray for our deacons in just a moment. As most of you know, we have structured new leadership within our congregation, and just recently we anointed our elders a few weeks back and had an installation service as anointed me as the lead pastor and our new elders, and so this morning we want to pray and just anoint our deacons. So if our deacons and our deaconesses can come forward this morning, and our elders, if you will, as well, we're going to all together pray over all of our deacons and their wives. And we just want to anoint them that God would just, He's already prepared the way, but that we would hear the voice of God. It takes all of us working together. One person can't run a church. It takes all of the leadership working together and all the facets of the ministry. And the Bible talks about how the fingers work together with the hands, and the hands work together with the arms, and how our feet work together with the legs, and how it takes all the members of the body working together collectively in order to do what God's work is meant to be, in order to do His work and to do what's meant to be done. And so this morning we're going to pray over each of these deacons, and for Mike and Nan and Scotty and Sammy and Kenny and Jim and Sandra and JR and Anna this morning. We're going to pray over them, that, and as our elders will, if we can just lay our hands upon, maybe we can all just take a different group. And we want God's favor upon return. Also for Mike and Brenda, they are deacons as well. They led us in worship this morning. How powerful that was. Amen. As they're putting oil upon, we'll pray in just a moment. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Now, dear Lord, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this day, and we anoint each of these deacons and the deaconesses, and we pray, God, for your Holy Spirit to just overshadow their lives. We pray, God, that as you open up work here at Return, we pray, God, that you would just anoint these workers, oh God, in each area of ministry that they are involved in. We pray, God, that a special anointing would fall upon their lives. And God, that their anointing would fall upon the lives of those that you put them in contact with. Lord, in the areas of the van ministry, in the areas of worship, in the areas of outreach, and all of the areas, God, that we are anointing this morning, I just pray that your power, a fresh power, would fall upon their lives, a fresh anointing, a fresh increase of your anointing today, to just fall over their lives, oh God,
and that they would be able to do what you have called them to do, that you would equip them to do everything, God, that you have called them to do for the ministry that you have put them into the place and into the position, oh God, to walk in your authority. I pray that everything that you have called them to be would rise up on the inside of them, and God, that they would walk in your purpose and walk in your plan and walk in your anointing. And we just give you thanks today for it. And then we just praise you and bless you. And we just pray over all of these deacons today. An anointing to fall upon their lives. We thank you for it when we pray your blessings over Return Church. And it's in Jesus' mighty name that we pray. And we thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Before you go, why don't you new deacons just turn around and let the congregation see who you are? I know we had your backs turned. Let's have the deacons turn around and just let everybody know who they are. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Now we're going to go to a special speaker today. And thank you, Scotty, for your energy. I'm just hoping I can get some of that here as well. We love Brother Scotty. We love each and every one of you that have volunteered to step up and serve. As we're lead in the church, we're not just leaders, we're servants. We're servant leaders. And so we thank you, each and every one of you. Right now, I have the distinct privilege to introduce our Gideon speaker today. And I've known this individual for quite some time, and it's just a pleasure. I'm just so thankful that we were able to have Brother Jeff Bishop and his wife Mary here today. Let's just greet them with a good hand. Would you stand up? Mary, you got to stand up too. Come on. Thank you. All right, thank you. Well, I want to, Jeff is a Gideon he's been a Gideon since April of 2015. And what's interesting about that, Jeff, is that's when we started and birthed this church, was April of 2015. So it's amazing the timing there. And both he and Mary are currently serving as the Area 12 directors here in Southern Indiana. Now that doesn't sound like much, except it's 7 counties. And so Jeff is on the road, and I don't know how many cars you go through every year, but a lot of miles. He's the leader over the Gideons, over the 7-county area of Clark, Floyd, Harrison, Jefferson County, Scott County, Switzerland County, Washington County. I mean, that's a big area, so we thank. And keep him in your prayers. He needs those prayers. Hallelujah. They have been married for 42 years. Well, that's an accomplishment. we know that, Jeff. It takes a good wife. Have 2 children, 4 grandchildren, and they attend the Emmaus Road Church here in Clarksville. Jeff, it's our pleasure to have you, and we are looking forward to what you have to share today.
Thank you, Steve. Wow. Well. I mean, well, was it good this morning? It's going to be good this morning, too. Pastor Dwayne's getting ready to bring. I love the title of your message, Pastor, but I'm not going to let it out of the box. But it's a good message. And if you'd have seen me and my wife and how Jeff the Jerk was acting yesterday morning, you'd understand what I mean about that message. And so, you know, and we all have seasons in our life. But, you know, Romans 1:16 says this. I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation, first to the Jew and then to the Gentile. And isn't it so good that God, our Creator, has brought us all into His glorious family loves us so much, John 3:16. It's the most quoted scripture, but it's one of the most powerful scriptures and the, one of the easiest truths in the Bible to really understand. And, let's see if I can figure out how to remember how she said to work this. Oh, there we go. But I'll tell you, it's so good to be here, and I'm sitting there, and I know I'm on a time limit, Pastor, and I'm going to stay within that time if I can get my timer started here. And I just want to share a couple testimonies with you. The first one I'd like to share is a young lady by the name of Mindy. Mindy was in the Clark County Jail over here in Jeffersonville, and one of our auxiliary ladies was over there the Gideon's Auxiliary go into the jail. We try to be there every Thursday. Sometimes the jail closes down, but this particular Thursday, Mary Stewart went there, and she was sharing with the ladies, and there was a lady by the name of Mindy, and she asked Mindy if she would like a copy of God's Word, and Mindy says, "No, I don't want a Bible. I don't want to hear anything about Jesus. I'm Jewish." Well, ooh, that sounds good to me. You know what's coming, right? All right, so Mary offered her a copy of the Word of God, and as Mary began to share with the other ladies that were there at the table she was at, Mindy was standing a little bit off, and they were going through some scriptures, and all of a sudden she heard Mindy say, "Actually, I think I would like one of those." And then a little bit later, as Mary was sharing scriptures, and Mary could see that Mindy was listening from afar off, she invited Mindy to join them at the table, so Mindy came over. And they did a little quick Bible study together. And before they left that day, and as the ladies went back to their cells, Mary asked Mindy if she would read the scripture out of Isaiah 53. And if you know what that is about the Messiah coming to his people. And so Mary returned to the jail the next Thursday, and Mindy was waiting on her. And that day was the day that Mindy received Jesus Christ as her Savior. The Gideons began our ministry in 1898. I say our ministry. Lord, I'm sorry, it's your ministry. We are ministers of the gospel. None of this belongs to us. It all belongs to him. And sometimes I have to remind myself about that, especially when I'm really busy, like you were saying, Brother Steve. And I do put about 7,000 miles a year on my car visiting. I've got about 150 pastors on my phone. This is my favorite part of the Gideon ministry. I get to come and try to hang out with you guys. Try to find a time when you're available and just come pray for you, pray with you. We meet every Saturday morning and we pray for you guys. And Pastor Bill knows, I've told him this several times, when this church was established in 2015, my heart leaped and it jumped because it's a city on a hill for me. This place, I had prayed for years that something would happen with this building and this church. And you guys moved into it. And you guys understand the thousands and thousands of souls that will pass by out here and see this church. And you guys are reaching deep right now. You're digging deep. You're not staying inside the church like somebody said earlier. You're going outside the four walls. That's where we're called to go. We are ambassadors for Jesus Christ. We have been given the ministry of reconciliation. Gideon's is just the name of a ministry inside the church, but I'm a minister like a Sunday school teacher or an outreach minister, somebody going out here and driving that van is so important. That van is so important, okay? Whoever's driving that van, God bless you. God bless you. Pray for them. That's such an important ministry. And I'm getting off a little bit, but I just feel like I've got to say that. I feel like I want to go where the Holy Spirit wants to lead me, so if I have to skip a few of my slides, I don't really care. I'm here to talk about Jesus. I'm talking about you guys helping us get the word out, okay? And so that's all right. Listen, as I said, they started back in 1898. Listen, it's a true story. There was no room in the inn. Two of these traveling businessmen were traveling together, and they had to share the same hotel room. They happened to find out they were both believers, and they shared an evening of devotions together, and that's how God started the Gideon ministry back in 1898, just a group of traveling salesmen. So we are an association of Christian businessmen and professionals. That's a broad term. Don't get hung up on that. And we just love the Lord. We're people who God has called to continue our evangelism, okay? So I do want to share that... when I became a Gideon, it was me and my pastor had been praying what we would be doing, what God was going to do in our lives over the coming years. And I was 55 at the time, and already, you know, because we're looking ahead. You always want to be seeing, God, what are you doing? What are you doing, God? Be prepared. And so we were praying and asked God that, and about 2 weeks later, a brother by the name of Earl Stewart, some of you might know him, he's been a Gideon for about 50 years. He's spoken in many churches, but he came by and talked to Grant and said, hey, Grant, our pastor, do you have a man in your church that you believe God may be calling to do a little more? And you see, so Grant gave him my name, and, you know, I went to the membership dinner, me and my wife, and we never looked back. We knew that's where God wanted us. I was already a street evangelist at heart anyway. I love telling people about Jesus. We all need to be telling people about Jesus. We all have a testimony. It starts with being born again. But then if we say yes to God as we're living our lives, being born again, we'll have more testimonies to share. But the only way you'll have testimonies to share is if you say yes to God. You got to say yes to God. Now, we can have some really rough things to share about, well, this is what I went through, and this is what I went through, and God saved me, and we all have those. Listen, I was a drug addict. God delivered me from that, all right? But there's more to it. I was saved into a purpose. You are saved into a purpose. Do not forsake the fellowshipping of yourselves together, as the Scripture says. How many felt strengthened here this morning in the power of the Holy Spirit coming together in worship? We've got to have this, guys. This is part of what we are called to be and do with each other, okay? So do not forsake coming in here. Be here every time you can be here. Be out there even more. Be out there even more, okay? And so I'd like to talk to you real quick. There were several things that I've been had the privilege to do. As a kid, I used to like to watch Billy Graham. He was one of my favorite heroes. Before I was even saved, I would watch Billy Graham, and there was just something in that that drew my heart. And eventually I was saved, but I thought, God, I'd like to do that. Boy, I'd like to tell people about you. I'd like to see people come to know you as their Lord and Savior. This is before I was even saved. And I got saved at 13, and I really understood what I was talking about. But, you know, it was so awesome. But so last year, one of my prayers got answered with the Gideons. I was able to go to Mexico City in February 2023. And you see it up here, 21 million people, 5 days. There were about 235 of us gathered together. We broke up into several teams. And in 5 days, we were able to give out over 600,000 Bibles and New Testaments. One Bible and New Testament at a time. We just don't take a box of Bibles and set them down in front of a school door or a fire department. No, you go in and you talk to them. And so we're engaged. And hundreds of people came to know the Lord. But what I want to say is, I don't have the money to buy 600,000 Bibles. Last year, this ministry gave out 44 million scriptures around the world. Gideons and auxiliary, men and women like me and my wife, who live in those countries, speak their languages, go to those churches. They are part of evangelical churches like Return Church, and they're recommended to be in that ministry by their pastors. I can't stand up here unless somebody like Pastor Bill or Pastor Dwayne says, yes, Gideons International, this is a man that you can trust to get the word out. It has to come through the churches, through the pastors. Keep that in mind later, because we're always looking for Gideons. Amen. But anyway, you know, currently we distribute about two scriptures. Forget it. I don't even want to talk about this. I want to go where God went. Ooh, wrong one. There we go. This is where I want to go, because this is where the rubber meets the road in our lives right here as believers. Here's in Mexico City, Fernando. I was actually standing out in front of a middle school on a Tuesday morning waiting to distribute scriptures to the kids there. And out of the corner of my eye, I saw Fernando walking down the sidewalk. And the Holy Spirit drew me to him. And that wasn't my focus that morning. We got up at 4:30 that morning. We were prayer at 5. We were on the street at 6 and heading to the schools and the fire departments and the military bases and the prisons and wherever God would have us go that the doors were opened up to. And I was standing on the sidewalk, and I saw Fernando, and the Lord said, talk to him. And so I don't speak Spanish. My interpreter was over there in front of the school. But you know what? Google speaks Spanish pretty good. It's called Google Translate, right? And I said, Lord, if I'll trust you, you help me with this, and we'll do this. And, you know, long story short, I was able to share some scriptures with Fernando with tears in his eyes, you know, with a little white man from Indiana. He gave his life to the Lord. You see, God can do things. He can use technology. He uses his word. His word is life, and we have all different ways to get his word up here. We got a PowerPoint up here this morning. We're getting the word out, right? You give a tract out or whatever, but you got to give a witness with it. You got to pray. You got to love on them, all right? Another one I'd like to, this one's near and dear to my heart. This precious lady here, Alpedia, she's about 80 years old. I didn't ask her. That's rude to do, right? And I didn't, come on. And but Elia sat next to her, the younger lady. She was my interpreter. And I came outside. We were on a break. We took a short break. We came outside the restaurant. Now, Petey was sitting there selling his little handmade cloths that she had made. And my habit was to get my wife some kind of a something as I traveled. And you don't get much time on these types of events because you're literally in prayer or on the street giving the Word of God out 14 hours a day. This is, and for old people like me, it's kind of tough. But we do it. God gives you the strength. Listen, you can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens you. All things. All things. What's that mean? What's the word all? Does it leave anything out? Is there anything in our lives that Jesus Christ can't do, handle, heal us, set us free of? Nothing. All things, right? And so we were out there talking to Alpedia, and interestingly, you think you're in Mexico. Everybody speaks Spanish, right? Nope, she's Mayan. She's Mayan. And she speaks one of three Mayan dialects with a little bit of broken Spanish in. So even Elia was having a hard time sharing the Word of God with Maya. And I heard the Holy Spirit say, and I was never even thinking about this. Well, you know, Jeff, you've got a Bible app on your phone that has 2,300 languages in it and being added to daily by the Gideon's International. And so I said, Elia, pull up the Gideon's Bible app. Let's see if her language is in that Bible. Sure enough, one of those three Mayan dialects was in that Bible app. And Elia was able to share the gospel with Alpedia. She was able to listen to God's word and become born again and give her life to Jesus Christ because of that. God doesn't waste anything. If we will step out in faith, He will use us. He will use every one of us. There's nobody here that's been disqualified. You're born again. You are ambassadors for Christ. You are part of the royal priesthood. You have been handed the ministry of reconciliation to the world. But we have to walk in love. We have to walk in prayer. We have to be willing to say, God, send me. Even though I don't feel qualified, send me. Because let me tell you, it's not us that qualify ourselves. It's He that qualifies us and strengthens us and fills us with the power of the Holy Spirit to share His word. Oh, praise the Lord. God, you are so good today. A couple of little things here. We also do a lot of local scripture distribution. You guys know that because we were here just several months ago. You guys had an outreach here, and some Gideons came, and we gave out scriptures with you guys, joined you guys in your efforts to reach the community. And I'm going to pull out Resurrection Life Church here just real quick. So 4 years ago, they started out with a back-to-school thing in July. They had 200 people show up. This year, they had over 1,000 people. I want to encourage you guys, stay with it. Stay consistent. If God's calling you to do this, He will bless it. Don't give up the first time you feel a little bit. Don't do that. Jesus had opposition. The apostles had opposition. You ever read the book called The Fox's Book of Martyrs? You ought to read it sometime. And the opposition that came against all of God's saints from the last 2,000 years, being burned at the stake, fed to the lions. These are the worst cases. We ain't going to experience that here, okay? So, well, I don't know what you'll face. I mean, you can face some pretty tough stuff. But listen, if you do have to face something hard, opposition, God's there with you through it, okay? This was another awesome testimony. I really want you to catch this. Oop, wrong. Here we go. Hey, keep going. I'm going the wrong way. Oh, my goodness. There we go. Pakistan, 1.5% Christian. What's it say up here? How many, what's the Islamic population there, Muslim population? It's a lot, isn't it? A lot of opposition there. But I want to tell you about a story about a guy, a Christian, that lived in a town just across the border from Afghanistan. He was a Christian. He became a Gideon. I can't believe we found Gideons where there's only 1.5% Christians in that country. But there were men there, brave enough, called by God, willing to say yes enough to do something like this. But he was in the habit of taking scriptures across the border into Afghanistan. And one day, he was traveling, just got across the border there on the mountain roads. His car broke down. Wouldn't start. He tried to start it. Kept breaking down. Wouldn't start. So he got quiet, sat there, began to pray. And he was hoping the Taliban did not find him because they patrol those border roads. And we know he had two boxes of Bibles in his car. And if they'd found him with them, it would not have been good, right? We know that. And so he's praying. And as he sat there and prayed, all of a sudden somebody knocked on his car window. All right? And he was shocked, right? You would think, uh-oh. So he looks up. There's an Afghani man there standing. He's signaling to roll his window down. So he rolls his window down. And he says, yes, may I help you? The Gideon asked him, could he help him? And the man explained And I'll read this the way I wrote it because I don't want to lose it. He said the night before he was praying. It's a Muslim. And this story will be familiar to you. It's in the scriptures. He was praying and asking God to send someone to him to help tell him and his people and his family about God. You know that story in the Bible? There's a guy by the name of Cornelius who did that, right? And the Holy Spirit told him to come to this place at this road at this exact time of the day, and he would meet someone who would tell him about God. So the Gideon brother, he's like, oh, he's really relieved, and he realized God was doing something miraculously here. And he shared the gospel with the man from one of the Bibles he had, and then he gave the two boxes of Bible. This is the exception to the rule. I said, we don't leave boxes of Bibles with you. Well, when the Holy Spirit does work like this, you got to do what the Holy Spirit says. This is not our norm, but in this case, he's going to get those Bibles because there's something going on there, right? And so it's so awesome. And so so as soon as the man departed, he tried to start his car. What do you think happened? Started right up. Yeah, God still does these things, guys, okay? He still does these things. And so he went back to Pakistan safely. So I just want to say the testimony of Mindy, Fernando, Alpedia, the Afghani man, they're all made possible because of your prayers, because you buy Bibles to take to every man, woman, and boy, and a girl. And listen, it's so important. I was going to talk about the cost of what scriptures, it doesn't matter, who cares? We're going to buy Bibles. We don't care what the cost. We're going to get the scripture out to the world. There's another way you can do it. There's Gideon cards in the back of your church. I used to believe, I'm just going to send flowers. I'm going to send a thank you card or whatever. I'm going to spend $8 for a Hallmark card down at Kroger. But you know, you can go back there and pick one of them cards up and donate $5 and buy a Bible and tell somebody thank you. You know that? That's so much better than going and spending $10 for a Hallmark card or $8 or whatever. And you're making a lasting impact. You don't know how far that Bible would go. But we have hotel Bibles we buy. They're now $6.56. They were like $5 bill for like 20 years. And they went up about 3 years ago, like everything else did. And our New Testament, same thing. They went up about 3 years ago, like everything else did. That's just where we're at right now. But I'll say this as I sign off here and close off, because I don't want to take any more time away from the pastor. I'm sorry, I'm over. There's a couple ways you can make offerings. This bulletin is out there. It has a place you can use a credit card. Hey, we'll take your money any way we can get it, because we're buying Bibles with it. Like Bill said, it's 100%, and it's going around the world. The Gideons doesn't pay for any of this that I do. This comes out of Jeff's pocket as an offering to the Lord. And I don't take away from my tithe. I don't take away from my offerings. I don't take away from the other things God's got me supporting, because I believe God will meet our needs, don't we, honey? And he'll meet the need. And so when you give, God gives. And I'm not a name it, claim it, prosperity preacher, don't get me wrong, but I am a trusting God person, okay? And so you can do that. There's Friends of Gideons you can get involved in if you'd like to get a monthly account of what we're doing around the world. The last thing I'd like to say, if you are somebody who you would fall in the category of a business or professional, and you think that God might be calling you into this ministry, listen, this does not take away from your church. We're more active now in our church than we were before. I mean, we're active. You have to be a good member of your church. Okay, the pastor's not going to recommend somebody who's not coming to church, not being involved in a church, because we're busy. We keep schedules. We move. We're out there getting the Word of God out. And so you have to be somebody who really, now we can develop you in that for sure. And let me know, listen, a farmer who gets at least 50% of his income from farming is considered a businessman. An E5 or above in the Army is considered a professional. So this professional and businessman thing is pretty broad. Just need to talk to us, okay, if you think God's calling you this way. But you guys have so much going on here. Pastor, I don't want to take up any more of the time than I have. But God bless you guys. Thank you for allowing us to come here today and sharing this wonderful, blessed service today. Wow, powerful. Thank you, God.
Wasn't he fantastic? Give the Lord a good hand clap for Brother Jeff. Thank you so much, Brother Jeff. That's awesome. Awesome. We believe in the Gideon ministry because it's a ministry that is totally focused on the Word of God. All the money you give to the Gideons goes toward printing and distributing Bibles. These guys do this. They give their time. None of them are paid. This is 100% to the Word of God. And my story, there's a Gideon Bible in my story. 1986, I was an alcoholic. I was a womanizer. I was an evil man, a worldly man, ungodly man. And I was over in Hong Kong on business, and I was partying and drinking and carousing, and I got very sick. I went to the hospital, and they couldn't make me any better. They flew me to another hospital, and I was about a week goes by, and I've been vomiting every day and dry heaving and dehydrating, and I was sick, and I woke up, and I thought I was going to die. I looked in the mirror and saw the head of death. I didn't know what to do, but I looked beside my bed. Some Gideon had put a Bible beside my bed. Amen. Amen. And I just stared at it. I didn't even have to open it because, see, my mama taught me how to trust God and believe my Bible when I was a little boy. So I just started looking at it, and I started thinking about it, and I thought I was saved. But now I realize I was about to die. I looked at that Bible and said, if God is real, and if heaven and hell are real, if anybody deserves to go to hell, it's me, because I've broken all of God's laws. And I realized I was a sinner for the first time on my way to hell. And I simply got on my knees, and I said two simple words. I said, Jesus, save me. Jesus, save me. Amen. And supernaturally, this wave of love and grace just swept over my soul. I knew the Lord had forgiven me for everything I'd ever done wrong. I climbed up in my bed, and I thought I was going to die and go to heaven. And I woke up some 28 hours later, and I was getting well. And just a couple of days later, I was able to fly home. And as soon as I got home, I bought me a new Bible and said, I'm going to find out about this Jesus who just saved a wretch like me. Amen. So I thank the Gideon ministry, because there was a Gideon Bible in my story that helped me find Jesus. 1986. And here we are in 2024. I'm still in love with him. I'm following him closer than I ever have in my life. I don't regret one day of walking with Jesus. So we're going to take an offering right now, and this is our way of giving. And what I want to remind you of as you get ready to give this offering is we're taking two offerings at the same time. I want you to give your regular tithes and offerings that you give every week to Return Church. And then we want to give an additional offering today to the Gideon Ministry. And you just need to mark on your envelope if you want it to go to the Gideons, or mark on the memo of your check. Just write Gideons or Gideon Ministry, and we can give two offerings. We're giving, my wife and I are giving two offerings today, one our regular tithes and offerings, and one to the Gideon Ministry. I also would like to say you can give online. You can give online to Return Church, or you can mark it to the Gideon Ministry online. There's a place for you to do that. But we want to give, because the more Bibles go out, the more wretched souls like me can get saved. The Bible promises that the Word of God will not return void, but it will accomplish the thing whereunto he sent it. God's Word, it gets on a mission, and it saves people's lives. Heaven and earth might pass away, but God's Word endures forever. God's Word is what's real. That's reality. So we're going to take an offering. If our ushers would come forward now, we're about to take an offering. And again, you can give to Return Church or to the Gideon Ministry. I'm going to pray, and then we'll pass the plates. You mark the envelope of your check to the Gideon Ministry. And we're going to give two offerings today as we pass the plate, one to Return, one to the Gideons. Brother Jeff, thank you again. What a wonderful, wonderful presentation you made. We love the Word of God here at this church, so we want to give and support that. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you so much for the precious Word of God that you've left us. You didn't leave us without light. Your Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. You guide us. You lead us. You teach us, you instruct us, you help us, you save us, you give us life, you forgive us, Lord Jesus. So we thank you for your word, and we pray right now that you'd move on the hearts of your people, that they would not only give their tithes and offerings, but they would give an offering to the Gideons today to get your word out there. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And everyone said, amen, amen.
Amen.
In my spirit right now, I'm feeling that I've got a message prepared. If Mike, just stay here for just a minute. I've got a message prepared today, but I feel God has already been moving, and Jeff's message has already stirred us. And I don't want to provoke what the Holy Spirit is doing this morning. And I know we're a little bit earlier than usual. If I preach, we're going to be way later than usual. But I feel in my spirit, next time Jeff comes back, I want him to just take the whole time. I enjoyed your message this morning. I'll have to say I was a little hesitant to give the pulpit up. Because just honestly, you never know. But I've been blessed by Jeff this morning. Did you enjoy that today? Yeah. Amen. What I want us to do, I want us to just all stand. And we're going to open the altars up this morning for those that need to receive Jesus in your life. And for those that need a deeper relationship with Christ. And also, as a part of our altar service this morning, I want us to lay our hands upon Jeff and pray over him if he's open to that. And we're just going to pray over his work and over the work of the Gideons. God has blessed the Gideons, as Bill shared his testimony this morning. How powerful is that? And you wonder how many other people have been in a hotel or been in a jail cell and didn't have a Bible, maybe had never read a Bible, but because of the Gideons and because of their work, there are hands all over this building that have been in that position. And because of the work of the Gideons, that the work has gone forth through them, and God has put his word into their hands to spread his message. How amazing is that when you really think about the magnitude of that? Did you say 44 million Bibles last year alone? 44 million Bibles just last year alone. And all the years that they have been passing the Word of God, there's no telling how many in history, but just how powerful that really is. This morning, if you are here, our praise team is going to just stay in the presence and we're going to sing. But I never want to allow a service to go by that we do not extend an invitation to come to Jesus and to come to meet him. I don't care what you brought with you into this building this morning. Maybe you came in and you said, there's no way God can set me free because I've just done too many bad things. As I preached last week, I've made too many bad choices. I want to tell you today that there is a Savior that is ready to meet you.